gentlemen. How are we?
Good, thank you. What is Michael Walker like?
There's about four Michael Walkers.
Yeah.
Gentle giant. Give you the shirt off his back. Great rider. Can lose the plot a little bit. But all in all, he's a really good fella.
Sharks was just mentioning he's definitely a confidence rider, and when he's up and about, he's hard to beat. And he seems to be, despite getting not as many opportunities as he probably has in the past, he seems to be in the zone at the moment.
Yeah, the Huzz, as we call him. Great ride, you know, summed it up. They went slow. Mickey D quickened up, but it wouldn't have made any difference if he did go early. And I say that because Walker was up, but he travelled when he went there. So even if Mickey did quicken up a bit early, I would have still travelled into the race and the result would have been the same.
Big couple of days for the jockeys. There is, of course, a Group 1 race tonight, the last race, the Manikato Stakes, and then into Cox Plate. Has this always been a difficult weekend for the jocks?
Yeah, it's exhausting, so you've got to prepare well. So, you know, it starts probably at the start of the week because you know what you've got coming ahead of you, so you have to prepare well. It's more the bounce-up of the next day. You know, you've obviously, you're peaking at 8:45 tonight for a Group 1, and then tomorrow's Cox Plate, though. So, yeah, you've got to try and rest up and then prepare for tomorrow, but it's something that you just have to adapt to.
And with Friday night racing, did you enjoy riding under lights, Wingsy? And is there a difference? Say, right, there is obviously a difference because you've got lights on and you haven't got lights on during the day, but did you enjoy racing at night?
Yeah, you do. You enjoy racing. Obviously, the atmosphere at Moonee Valley, obviously, it's different this year, which is unfortunate, but we know the circumstances, but it's a great atmosphere at night time. You know, obviously, like you said, the lights are on. It reminds me a lot of Happy Valley when I rode in Hong Kong as well. So it's a great atmosphere and I did enjoy it. But like I said, you've got to find a happy medium. You've got to learn how to adapt to it because most of the time you've got to back up the next day.
We all thought that we'd be racing on a rain-affected track tonight, but the rain hasn't arrived just yet. From a jockey's point of view, do you do the form for a good track, soft track, or you just play it by... As they say, as the night goes on?
No, well, you have to now, Gareth. Obviously, the rain hasn't arrived again, you know. So, yeah, you have to go on what you know, and that's in the paper. So we do that, but it's a massive week ahead. Our weekend, we've got the Manikato Grand Final, Cox Plate, Khabib fight into an NRL Grand Final. Happy days.
Happy days. Now, Wingsy, can you be a specialist Moonee Valley rider? For instance, William Pike, is Moonee Valley, is it the most difficult track, say, to ride on if you're not used to it?
Yeah, there's always something going on, Gareth, always. Whether it's for the good or the bad, there's sometimes some riders fall for the trap of going too early because they think once you get to the school, you've got to go, and it's not always the case. You look at Michael Walker's ride just then. As much as the speed come into the race, he didn't fall for it. He just allowed his mount to travel up. And you just have to adapt to it. There's always something going on, so you can never rest.
Now, I can't work out, Wingsy, because you live Bayside as well. Did you get the invitation from Sharks to pop over and enjoy the night there in his cave, or they forgot to give you a buzz?
Definitely forgot me, but as I've touched on, it's a great weekend, so we can always slot in somewhere along the line.
He's not in our bubble.
Yeah, no, I know.
The bubble's 25Ks now, surely.
Yeah.
Does that mean are you my intimate partner, Dave?
It does appear that way, yeah.
Which is no one else knows. It's a bit of a worry.
Best offer I've had for a while.
Now, Wingsy, you'll be joining us just after race five. That's when we're going to do our Cox Plate preview. And you should know, because you've been riding one of the horses there that will play, hopefully, a major part in the Cox Plate, Sir Dragon A. So looking forward to that conversation a little later on.
No worries, boys. Look forward to it.